Some of us need to focus on something outside of ourselves. It's different from mindfulness, where you sustainedly place your attention on something like your breath. And ideally, if you're going to do this, do a body scan first so that you're sitting as comfortably as you can. The purpose of this is to bring yourself to a point where you feel open to the world, and let's not say relaxed, although maybe you'll feel relaxed. Just a certain kind of relaxing thing will happen where the tension might leave your body a little bit, and you might start to find yourself on the side of feeling more stable and ready to get on with whatever you have to do. So you listen and you try to hear the furthest away sound that you can. Right now I can hear the rush of traffic around Oxford, which I don't particularly like, but that's what I don't want to be doing, you see, to get into the story around the sound that I hear. Listen to the furthest away sound that you can, and rather as if you're touching something or tasting something or smelling something, just get as much of the sense of it as you can without really identifying what it is. There's that game you can play where you blindfold yourself and then you take hold of things that are on a tray your friends put in front of you, and they can do some pretty nasty things to make you feel as if you're picking up something horrible, but actually you're probably just holding on to an object that if you looked at it, you'd feel pretty comfortable with it. So don't get taken in by wherever your mind wants to take you in relation to whatever you hear. Just listen to the furthest away sound that you can find and brush up against it as if you're running your fingers over something, so that you just get a sense of something about how it is, the texture of the sound, maybe if it suggests a colour, a density, those kinds of things. And see if you can focus on it, not concentrating really hard so that you're furrowing your brow and worried that if you lose touch with it, or if your mind darts off on something, you'll get into trouble. Nothing's going to happen. You're listening to something without getting into a story about it. And just listen to it for as long as you like. Stay with it without slipping into working out what it is, what you feel like about it. Don't let it take you anywhere. Sounds can transport you to so many different places, different for all of us, depending on what we've been through in our lives and where we are. So all I'm saying is listen. And try to listen without getting drawn in, but just staying close enough to get as strong a sense as you can of what it is that you're listening to. It can be difficult, a little bit like having something that you might want to eat in front of you. You might be very hungry, but you just have to resist eating it. But don't get into noticing that or anything like that. Just listen. And if you find something going a bit wrong, just keep listening. And after a while, try to adjust things so that you are concentrating on a sound which is in between you and the last thing that you heard. So a kind of middle sound, middle range sound. Something in the middle distance. I can hear a bird. there. See, it's so easy to slip into the thought that comes with whatever it is that's going on when you perceive something, and it makes that weird journey through all of your experience into your mind, and you start doing things with whatever you've perceived that are not really as connected to the thing that you're listening to as to what you make of the thing that you're listening to. And now go to the closest up sound that you can find. And I can just hear the sound of something in the room where I'm sitting. I know what the sound is, but I'm going to back out of it and just see what happens if I don't get into the story about it being my cat sleeping. But I just try to stay with becoming aware of a certain kind of sound that actually I really like, but again, I don't want to go into the story about it. And this is what you do for as long as you like. You cycle between sounds that are in the distance, close up, and in the middle. And if you do it for long enough, you might just find something changes, and maybe a day feels as if it might work out a little better.